Hi everybody, it's Jeff Sedlitz, president of Family Tree Financial Group, with another episode of Retiring Right. I've been away for a little while. Glad to be back. Glad to be doing another episode for you. Did a lot of traveling this year, for business mostly, but did some vacationing as well. And, you know, that might even be a topic. I might even want to talk about that. You know, for those of you who listen regularly, you do know that I don't script this stuff. Just speak off the top of my head. I've been in the financial services game for over 30 years, helped a lot of people with their goals and retirement especially, but certainly many other things related to financial aspects of our lives. And today, while I wasn't planning on talking about you know, all the traveling that we've done this year, I just recently came back from Dominican Republic, leaving this week for Ohio. Just, you know, a lot of traveling, a lot of things going on, and a lot of exciting things. So, but, you know, you have to be able to afford that. And you know, sometimes that's a monetary thing. Sometimes it's a time thing. You know, time and money make the world go round. That's what allows us or prevents us from doing some of the things that we'd like to do. Again, I'll repeat that because that was one of those little nuggets you might want to write down and commit to memory, that time and money are the two things that either allow us or deny us from doing the things that we'd like to do. Either we don't have enough money to, or we don't have enough time to. And you know, I think many of you out there, if you're anything like majority of our clients, that at one time or another, you had the money. Usually it's because you were working hard, working long hours, maybe getting some of that overtime. And what did that mean? You didn't have the time to enjoy it. You had the money, but you didn't have the time. You were trading time for dollars. And that wasn't in balance. And you know, certainly we've been on the other side of the coin as well, right? Where maybe you have a lot of free time to do the things that you would love to do because you're not working, or your hours were cut, or your position was eliminated, or your department was eliminated. You know, it's not good math when you have the time to enjoy those things and take those trips, but you don't have the money to. Perfect world, we have all the time and all the money. But I think most of us would settle for some balance. We have enough time and enough money. And enough is just that. It's enough. It's enough to do the things we want. You know, again, perfect world, we have Oprah money, right? We have crazy money to do the things we want to do whenever we want to, the way we want to, with who we want to. All of those fill in the blanks we get to do. Boy, I missed you guys. I missed doing this. You know, I'm glad I decided to jump on and do another one of these today. But today, what I had intentions of talking about was fear. You know, I don't know what you might get confused right now, right? This is Retiring Right, and here I am talking about fear. But I think fear has plays a large part in someone's retirement planning or lack of retirement planning. I think people are afraid. People are afraid to invest. They're afraid they're going to lose money. They're afraid they're going to screw it up and do it wrong, and they don't know what to invest in, and they don't know who to trust with their money, and afraid to go to a broker because that's what they're going to make you is broker. Write that one down too, huh? That's a good one. You could use that, right? You're afraid to go to a broker because they might just make you that broker. Here's what I can tell you at the end of the day. Fear, and I think we've all heard these acronyms for fear. False evidence appearing real. We've heard that, right? It's whatever you conceive it to be in your mind, that's what it is. False evidence appearing real, F-E-A-R. I'm going to give you two other ones that I've heard. Forget everything and run. How about that one, right? I can't tell you how many people that I've talked to over the years and asked them, you know, what age would you like to retire? Oh, I don't plan on retiring, or I'm never going to retire. And it's not because they don't want to. They would love to. But, you know, they're 52 or 49 or 57 or 61 or whatever their age is, and they don't see it as a realistic possibility because they haven't done the work. They haven't saved enough. They haven't prepared enough. they spent too much, made bad decisions with money. You know, we could do a whole show just on the respect for money. I think that's a great topic. But forget everything and run. You know, that's fear. Let's just run out the back door and keep running until we can't run anymore. Or, F-E-A-R, face everything and rise. It's a choice, right? That's a choice. How do we view fear? Forget everything and run, or face everything and rise? That's a choice. That's a decision right there. And for those that make the second, face everything and rise, those are the ones that are going to have a fighting chance at a great retirement. Again, that's what we're talking about here today, is retirement and retiring right. And when I talk about fear today, that's what I'm discussing. Again, investments are scary. And if you've never done it, I get it. It's scary. You don't know what to do and where to do it and how to do it and how much to do. And you listen to this one and they say one thing, and you listen to that one and they're saying something else. And who do you believe? So I'm going to tell you to believe today. Just believe me. It doesn't have to be scary. That's what I want you to believe. It is a little bit scary. It's a little intimidating if you've never done it, or if you've known people that have lost a lot in the market. I get it. It could be, but you don't have to be all in the market. Maybe it's a piece of what you do. You know, maybe your fear is fear of loss. And the market exposes you to that. It exposes you to loss. It exposes you to gains, and you're not afraid of those. But it also exposes you to the other side. The potential for loss is there. It's like a roller coaster, right? The only way you get those big drops, those exhilarating drops and loop-de-loops and all those things that we go on roller coasters for, is you have to do that slow climb first. So we're going to do that slow climb. We're going to go up, 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 up with our investments, and our account balance is going to go up, and you may watch it drop. And it may go up again, and it may drop again. And that's just the nature of the beast. That's what it is. You can't have it all in that regard. We're going to, if we want the maximum opportunity for gain, we have to have some exposure to loss. That's just the way that game is rigged. There are other avenues for the less, the more risk averse people that are not big risk takers. We'll just put it in plain English. If you're not a big risk taker, if you're not a gambler, if you're afraid of losing money, there are other options that are safer. You can have upside potential when the market does well without having to worry about losing money when the market does poorly. So those are options. And, you know, there's so many things we could talk about, but I really want to stay on this fear kick because it holds people back. Don't let it hold you back. You have to just sometimes, like Nike used to say, just do it. And there was a great book I read years and years ago, 25, 30 years ago, called Just Do It. And, you know, that's what it's about, though. You have to just sometimes just do it. You'd never want to look back 10 years, 15, 20 years and know you could have done better. You could have done more. You could have taken some risks that you didn't take. Say, man, if I'd have only done this. You know, Ida, you know, we know people named Ida. Not that common a name anymore, I guess. But, you know, it's still a name, Ida. But if Ida only done this, if Ida only done that, that's the Ida we're talking about today. And usually it's fear that stops you. Fear stops you cold in your tracks. And then 10, 20, 30 years down the road, you say, man, if I'd have only bought Amazon when it would, that's crazy talk, because we can't live that way. What we do have to do is something. And that's just the formula for success. Do something. It's not always going to be perfect, but do something. If you don't T-R-Y, you are not going to G-E-T. You have to try it again. You have to live life and experience life and get some scrapes on your knees. You're going to fall down. You're going to make some mistakes. That's okay. We've all done it as children. Why are you afraid now? We made plenty of mistakes as children. We all have. Right? I remember when we were little children growing up up north, and we had a steam radiator. And I remember as clear as day, my brother was probably 3 years old and I was probably 5 years old. And the steam had come on, and I remember my mother telling my brother, "Don't touch it, it's very hot." So of course, what did he do? he put his hand right on it, stuck to it, and you know, lost some layers of skin. We all do crazy things when we're young and we don't know any better. And this is another case of we don't know any better sometimes. So what do? You research, or you go to someone, a professional like myself, like other professionals in our field that know. And you look for someone that has a good reputation, someone with longevity. You know, anybody can be good at anything for a minute, but when you have consistency and persistency, that says a lot. And it doesn't matter what the field is. Whenever, you know, if you need a good mechanic for your car, here's a better one. You need brain surgery. Do you want the kid that just came out of school? Now, I'm not, no offense to that student that just came out of school, a new surgeon. He passed all the classes and got his diploma, but he needs to practice on somebody else, not me. So I want the one that's been doing it for 20, 30 years, knows what he's doing, seen it all, and maybe taught that kid. But the same thing here, right? I'm in the business 30 years. There are plenty of people that have been doing it a long time as well, and are qualified to offer you some good counsel, some good advice. And I think that's immeasurable and invaluable. There were many things, and I want to hammer this home. You know, I say this all the time. I don't know if I've ever said it on one of a podcast, but I've said it a million times in speaking to people. There are so many things that we can do ourselves today. We DIY everything. We Google how to grow cucumbers in the backyard, and Google's going to teach you how to do it. I was just looking at a sensor that went out in my vehicle, and that's what made me think about that, and where it is and what it looks like and what's the easiest way to get it off. And I looked at all that, and I can DIY it if I want to. This financial stuff, when we're talking about your retirement, and I mentioned brain surgery a moment ago, I put that in the same category. These are not DIY projects. These are things that affect your life for the good or the bad, depending on what you do and what you don't do. So you need the advice of a professional who knows and who's reputable and can guide you through and hold your hand. You know, you think about crossing the street at 4 years old or 5 years old or 7 years old or whenever you cross the street for the first time. And it's scary, not just for you, not just for us as children, but for the parent. It's terrifying. But fear aside, we had to do it. They had to allow us to do it. Yes. Probably one of the scariest things for a parent to do is let go of that hand. You know, the first several times you cross the street, somebody was holding your hand probably, until they felt like you understand what to do. You're going to look both ways. They made sure you're doing it while they were holding your hand. So if you didn't, you messed up, they could yank you back before that car came and crunched. You know, these are the things that we've had people guide us through, these big moments in life. And it's fearful. It's an opportunity. It's a moment of fear, again, for you and for the parent. And now here we are in retirement, and we need to view it the same way, in my opinion. Someone needs to hold your hand until you're ready to cross the street by yourself, so to speak. We're talking financial metaphor here. But you need, again, my opinion, an advisor, a guide, financial professional to financially, figuratively speaking, hold your hand and get you to your goal, where you want to be. There's nothing wrong with you being afraid of doing this. There's nothing wrong at all with that. That makes sense to me. The person who's not afraid, they're either just a real big gambler or a terrible liar. I think it's a scary thing. I think being afraid is normal. But take the help. It's another thing. I think people, not only are they afraid, but they're afraid to be afraid. They're afraid to ask for help. Maybe it diminishes them. It doesn't diminish you at all. Not having a retirement account because you were afraid to ask for help, that diminishes you. That diminishes your goals, your dreams, your ability to go on trips and spend time with your grandchildren and see the world. I mean, there's so many things. Don't do that to yourself. You're better than that. You deserve better than that. I believe that with all of my being, without knowing you personally. There's no one that's tuning into retiring right that doesn't want to retire right. That's why you're here. That's why you're listening. And I'm with you. If you want to retire right, reach out. That's why we're here. Family Tree Financial Group is my firm. I'm happy to meet with you. Happy to speak with you virtually, Zoom, phone, whatever. Lastly, you know, in life, I'm going to leave finance for a moment. I think in life, we've all known people that are afraid of failure. And yes, that's tied to finance as well. But outside of that, I've known people that had a fear of succeeding. And for me, I just have a hard time understanding that personality, that personality type. But I had an advisor work with me years ago who was that exact person. She was terrified. She was my number one and was always afraid. She had nowhere further to go upward. And all she could do was go down, and you know that terrified her. And in some instances, it stopped her. You know, fear it can be paralyzing, and it was for her at times. So don't let that happen to you. Don't let paralysis from overanalysis get to you. Don't overthink it. Reach out to someone. If it's us, if it's me, great. If it's someone else, that's fine. Take the hand and get across the street safely. And of course, again, we're talking figuratively regarding your retirement goals. I wish you the best. I look forward to the next time we do this and get together. Until then, all for now. Jeff Zedlitz, Family Tree Financial Group, signing off.